Hello, this is Victor Lopez. Welcome to another one of my poetry readings, this one recorded May 31st, 2020, it involves all new poems. Again, thank you for viewing, and I hope you enjoy them. Islands of Wonder. Islands of Wonder. Like a broken string of pearls scattered in velvet, glorious artwork, these worlds that are not our own, sculpted by nature, interstellar space, nebulas coalescing that will form new stars. Stars die, are reborn, the phoenix rising always from its own ashes. The cycle of life played out on a macro scale, to the end of time. Every one of us, individual artworks from those selfsame stars, no matter which pearl of our endless universe has given us life, we are all but one, in communion with stardust. Why can't we see that? On writing my first novel. Started writing it 2 decades ago, using a pseudonym for the first and last time, to protect the guilty and innocent in this autobiographical work. Life got in the way of reliving it. Work, wife, parents with health issues now gone, back burners full of overflowing pots, the sands of time quickly sifting through my fingers. Serious writing projects completed, 12+ books published, others yet to come, new lectures to plan, new courses to develop and to teach. My story untold, lessons learned, unfurled, but not written down to pass down my truth about things I know much more than I'd like, and others should learn in old age and youth. Place bound for now on an imposed lockdown, chained to my desk like galley slaves to oars, taping lectures, attending Zoom meetings, depression abounds, if not joy or sleep. So I'm back again, reliving the past, in memory still green, though browning in parts, taking poetic license where I must, it gently as a child's butterfly kiss. Nearly 9,000 words today for just one day's events that sowed 1,000 seeds that sprouted, flourished, and died, or were pecked by hungry vultures out of existence. Remembering a day in my career when I still viewed the world with bright, clear eyes and had not opened doors I could not close or walked by closed doors I should have opened. My world and heart will then innocent, pure, full of good intentions waiting to burst from a chest that could hardly hold them back, foolishly thinking they could change the world. The painful memories I now drown in, I will not disclose. The pain I've given, the pain I've received, I'll whitewash away to protect myself and those I have loved. I'll limit my journey to work alone. Describe what I've learned that others should know. Weave the personal with transparent thread, the professional with thickest red yarn. I'll search for an agent when it is done, as I'd like it read, unlike indie books, and I believe it will find a market, for it will reveal some essential truths. It will teach much more that all need to know than my life's work, lectures, books, articles, poetry, fiction, blogs, presentations. Hope I can write it before my life ends. My sand's running out. Tick-tock, cries the clock. Hope lockdown provides end to writer's block. I write, therefore I live again. Spent 3 nights this week living in 1987, immersed in both joy and sorrow long suppressed, writing a novel of fact made fiction, relived a critical year, writing of my former self. 3 nights spent toward the end at my keyboard, not my bed, until 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Then 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and back to weaving again a renewed tapestry from frayed and broken threads. The heart remembers what the mind would hide. Old wounds thought healed begin to bleed again. What is broken is yet mended, forged in the white-hot fire of sweet remembrance, tempered by tears that can still flow. The novel's done, reopened cuts begin to heal, and scabs reform anew, leaving new scars to fade in time. The editing process begins, the mind takes over from the heart, the ghosts return to their cold graves, their temporary lives expired. Closed doors, right open, now shut once more, and green paths not taken, once again turn brown. But oh, sweet ephemeral joy, and deepest sorrow, of the dead past come alive again, if only for a time, to ponder what might have been. The heart sculpts us. The heart sculpts us from within, with neither chisel nor hammer, but with white hot fire that burns away the weak facades we build, hoping for shelter from the storm. It melts away reason, logic, sense, leaving behind ashes from which a phoenix may yet rise again, revealing the true nature of our souls. We are not what we seem, nor are we what we say, not even what we do. We are only what we feel and how we love. In the darkness and the cold, and the loneliness that is our life, it is our only true source of light, heat, comfort, and our only refuge. That ends this short poetry reading. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to read some more of my poetry, please visit hellopoetry.com. You can search for Victor D. Lopez or allpoetry.com. Likewise, you can search for Victor D. Lopez, and I have probably close to 300 poems there, old and new. Thank you very, very much for listening once again, please stay safe and make sure that you tell your loved ones that you love them while you still can.